Hours ticked by as I lay in bed, my mind reeling with excitement, racing in circles like the cars printed on the fabric of my bedsheets. What had once seemed unattainable, impossible even, was just months away. Perhaps the other kids would be jealous that I, of all people, would make a journey to the single most enchanting place on the globe. In just 2 short months, I would be in Disneyland. It was the anticipation that kept me up that night, 1,000 wonderings drifting through my mind like the snow outside the window of my bedroom. I wonder what the rides will be like. I wonder if we will meet Mickey. I wonder. Yet it was still so far away. To the mind of a 7-year-old, 2 months felt as far away as the stars, and that all I could do is reach uselessly upwards, watching the twinkling lights appear and disappear behind the silhouette of my fingers. I wished dearly that I could skip forward in time and wake up in February with my bag packed beside my bed. I wished that for once the steady, sluggish trickle of time would find reason to break its eternal consistency. Closing my eyes, finally, I knew that I would remember how it felt to wait when the day eventually came. I knew that I would remember that moment in particular, because I had decided that I would. When I opened my eyes again, the expanse of LA highway sped by underneath the tires of our rental vehicle. My father was at the wheel, his sunglasses inevitably fixed to his forehead, and my mother beside him looking eagerly out the window. My older brother sat next to me, poring over a map of the parks he had found at the hotel. I breathed in the crisp new car smell and looked out at the swaying palm trees and arching overpasses, remembering the night I spent in anticipation. The months between were nothing more than a memory, a fleeting instance of recollection. Nothing remains of those weeks spent in waiting. To me now, they are a gap in my memory, deemed obsolete by the workings of my mind. That is the power of perception. To look back is easy, but to look forward is agonizing. 7-year-old me lived out these 2 months in full, every passing second rigidly adhering to the clock, but retrospectively, I decided how long it felt. This technique of skipping forward in time was something I did several times when I was a kid. If I didn't have the patience to wait, I took a snapshot of memory to remember later. When that time finally came, the snapshot arrived right on schedule, and I could override the time between, forgetting the anticipation or dread that consumed it. Looking back, it was a fascinating method. Kudos to 7-year-old me for coming up with it. But I don't use it anymore, and there are several reasons why. I believe that this technique is something that only a child could come up with. Children perceive time differently than adults or even teenagers. 2 months to a 7-year-old is 2.4% of their life. To a 21-year-old, it is 0.8%. Time, for me, is already at 3 times the speed it was when I was 7. If I look back and compare 1 second to every bygone moment of my entire life, it seems insignificant. Back when I could almost count my years on one hand, those seconds felt longer. Minutes felt longer. Days felt longer. Months felt longer. To a newborn infant, every new second is like an eon. But to an elder in his deathbed, each new second is like grains of sand on a beach. At the rate that time is seemingly accelerating, it feels like years are slipping through my fingers and it can only get faster. There is a greater need to spend every second intentionally because my mortality is becoming all the more apparent. There are never enough hours in the day. Adult me looks back with jealousy on the months child me carelessly threw away. I've learned a different value of time, and while right now I like the rate it's going for, it changes every instant that passes. Nothing excites me as much as it used to, either. At least not material things. As life grows in complexity, things like Disneyland and new video game consoles feel smaller. But I do not mourn the change. As I've gotten older, I've noticed my perception shift away from its constant future focus and become more interested in the present and the past. I count it as a sign of growth. Time is constant, unchanging, rigid. But our perception of it is fluid and dynamic. It changes as we grow older, and I think the best we can do to prepare ourselves is to accept it. If I am to live to my 80th birthday, the years will pass like seconds, and I can't control that. But I think in the end, I don't mind.